Aga, can you give me the origin story for how long has CME listed the ERA swap futures and how did it come about?
Absolutely. And John, first let me take this opportunity to thank you for having me, and really good to be here alongside our friend Mike Riddle. You know, coming to your question, we have been a believer in the value proposition of the ERAS futures contracts and really have cleared them since the product was launched in 2010 on a standalone exchange. CME Group licensed the ERAS methodology after the ERAS team received a patent on the design, and I believe it was in December 2018 when we brought the contract to our DCM, an electronic marketplace, Globex. In doing so, our aim has been to increase distribution of ERAS futures by listing them alongside our other interest rate futures. And, you know, if you look at the growth in ERAS futures since this transition to Globex and our CBOT DCM, the ERAS futures products has seen very good growth. There has been addition of numerous end users and market makers coming online. And it's really a demonstration of the powerful network of users that are connected to CME Globex and the scalability of our platform.
So what are the recent events, though, that have driven that growth, and what do you think is really behind it?
Yeah, in terms of where we are today, ERAS is benchmarked to the SOFR overnight index, or SOFR overnight is the index that underpins ERAS swap futures. In that regard, let me go back to 2020 when CME launched ERAS SOFR swap futures. This year, we added ERAS futures to the CME client portfolio margining program. Our portfolio margining program provides efficiencies through margin offsets between listed products and OTC cleared swaps. Since addition of ERAS futures to our portfolio margining, we have seen considerable increases in liquidity, volume, and open interest. You know, as you can see in the numbers, ERAS open interest is now, or rather, ERAS SOFR open interest is now at a record 170,000 contracts. And that includes the conversion of legacy LIBOR swap positions to ERAS SOFR, which was done about a month ago on June 23rd.
Yeah, John, if I can jump in here, I think what we've seen since the activation of portfolio margining by CME, between which allows for offsets between the initial margin posted for ERAS positions and CME cleared interest rate swap positions, is just the power of CME's interest rate complex. Just as an example, at the 10-year point, someone can hold, a market maker, for example, can hold an ERAS SOFR swap future position and then hold an offsetting CME cleared swap position and experience margin offsets in excess of 90%, whereas previously those products wouldn't offset. It's no surprise, just given the tremendous increase in efficiency that allows, that market makers have responded with increased size, tighter bid-ask spreads at the 10-year point, and then hedgers have responded by, you know, using that new and available liquidity in order to carry positions in margin-efficient swap futures. So along with the migration from LIBOR to SOFR, which has been long telegraphed and choreographed by the regulators and CME and the Alternative Reference Rates Committee, it's really this introduction of portfolio margining by CME, which has lit a fire in the growth of the ERAS SOFR product.
What has the success of the underlying SOFR complex meant to the Aeris products?
Yeah, I'll take that one. I mean, obviously, as the creators of Aeris SOFR swap futures, you know, we find that having them listed at CME alongside the benchmark quarterly futures is, that's absolutely the best place for them to be, for people to trade them alongside and between each other. CME's done a tremendous job of getting liquidity in the quarterly SOFR futures over the years since they were introduced in 2018, which really provides an underpinning for market makers in order to make market in Aeris SOFR swap futures by using the quarterly futures. It allows futures relative value trading firms to trade the two against each other. I mean, for people who are familiar with rates and swap markets. For example, a 5-year bundle of SOFR futures is essentially a convexity adjusted version of a 5-year swap or a 5-year Aeris SOFR swap future. And so that what that allows is for interest rate traders to look at the micro movements of the two in order to trade them against each other, all while holding positions overnight that receive the benefit of, you know, normal CME margining between their benchmark interest rate products. So it's absolutely core foundational element.
Aga, who's trading Aeris SOFR futures, or who have you seen come in as the new users of the product?
Aeris SOFR futures have a range of hedgers and asset managers, banks, proprietary trading firms. And, you know, in terms of, we just talked about the introduction or inclusion of Aeris futures contracts into our portfolio margining, which, as Mike mentioned as well, helps our clients to reduce margin by as much as 97% by holding Aeris SOFR futures against equivalent OTC swaps cleared at CME Group. So what's really, what that has done is that it enables market makers to more proactively hedge their market making positions and with the adjacent OTC swaps market, which in turn boosts liquidity in our central limit order book. With the decline in bid-ask spreads and increase in the amount of orders available for trading, we have seen increased interest from hedgers, mortgage accounts, as well as asset managers.
Yeah. Yeah, just to go one layer deeper there on hedgers. I mean, hedgers really have formed the bulk of the growth in the open interest over the past couple of months, where we've seen, you know, for example, in the 10-year product, we've seen open interest in the most actively traded front month contract grow by 20,000 open interest. Who is that? I mean, that's anyone with core rates exposure from their core business that's looking to use, you know, sort of a bulk duration hedge in futures form and then save money on margin by doing it compared to using a swap. So that's mortgage originators or their mortgage brokers, lenders, banks, from community banks to regional banks to even money center banks, credit unions, certainly regional broker dealers, mortgage-backed security investors, real estate investment trusts, real estate developers, even just very generically, anybody who's a variable rate loan commercial borrower, especially those who are doing a project where the success or failure of the project can depend on whether their financing cost is based on a variable rate that goes up or not. We've had a couple of firms come back to us after using Aeris to hedge their exposure in 2020 or 2021 to lock in low rates for their projects, who said, "I'm really glad I had this hedge on because it's 2023. Rates have gone from 0% to 5%, and I've been able to continue to operate my business profitably because I was hedged against an increase in rates." Those are the stories we like to hear.
So let's talk about some companies that are having difficulty with rising rates, the banking mini crisis, as it's called. How has the Aeris SOFR been impacted by the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank problems?
I go first.
Sure thing. I'll jump in and go first on that. Regional banks have long been users of ARIS. It's been a real sweet spot for our market up to this point, even before the events of March of this year. Regional banks are traditionally price takers in the swap market, and the crisis really reinforced the value of using swaps and swap futures to get rates exposure with low margin and straightforward trade execution, just the value proposition that ARIS SOFR offers. There are lots of lessons from this little banking mini crisis, but I think the first and foremost one is that it's shown a spotlight on the need for hedging duration. Regional banks found themselves with mismatched duration between their assets, many of which were fixed rate, and their liabilities, which included shrinking deposit bases. The tried and true tool for managing this duration mismatch is swaps, and ARIS as swap futures, which are listed on an exchange, provided regional banks with an easy way to get the exposure they were seeking without needing to sign ISDA master agreements or without needing to contract with swap counterparties. So obviously, we don't want to celebrate the crisis that has roiled large parts of the financial system, but we are eager to point out the value of ARIS, that ARIS SOFR has been able to provide because of the features of being a CME listed futures contract.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to add to that, as Mike pointed out, there clearly has been increased risk management needs in these volatile times from factors such as the failure of some regional banks earlier this year, and obviously the ongoing Federal Reserve tightening cycle. But during this time, we believe that the capital efficiency of swap futures as compared to OTC swaps have also shined, you know, as evidenced by the increase in volumes and activity in SOFR based ARIS futures.
So what's next for SOFR, for ARIS SOFR, and where do you things go, see going in the next 3 to 5 years?
Sure, I'll take that one. We are looking to continue to build volume and open interest at first out to 10 years. I think that's really where the focus has been, where the best prices are on the screen. And then look beyond that to go out to a variety of tenors, 12, 15, 20, and 30 year. We'd like to grow beyond our foundational community. Right now, it's driven by hedgers, proprietary trading firms, and some forward-leaning dealers. We'd like to increase our traction and see it increasing among more traditional swaps users like hedge funds and asset managers. We'd like to grow the futures to the point where options are viable. We hear a lot of clients interested in trading listed options out to the 6 to 12 month range, especially in the mortgage markets where prepayment risk creates negative convexity, where options can provide a very efficient tool, even compared to futures at times. And then, like, I would just say overall, our vision is for ARIS SOFR to become, for the swap market, what treasury futures are for the treasury market, a super liquid, transparent benchmark used for quick and efficient swap exposure by every segment of the market. I grew up at the Chicago Board of Trade in that building right there and moved over to CME during the merger in 2007. Since that has happened, CME has done a tremendous job of supplementing and growing the legacy CBOT Treasury futures into an even deeper and more liquid benchmark for the Treasury market. Like, that's the template for where we believe ARIS SOFR swap futures can ultimately go to.
Aga, anything?
Yeah, you know, if you look at CME, we are the largest venue for interest rate derivatives trading. Our franchise products, such as SOFR futures and options, this year are trading an average daily volume of 5.3 million contracts. That is 20% above the best year that Eurodollar had in their storied four-decade history. Treasury products are having a very, very strong year as well, having reached an all-time a record open interest of 18.3 million contracts. Fed fund futures are trading at more than 500,000 contracts per day on average this year. So, you know, it's a really strong and holistic and deep liquidity pool. We are very pleased that ARIS is really the only swap futures with active trading, which gives our clients the economics of an interest rate swap with all the benefits and capital efficiencies, margining, centralized electronic trading, and so on, that our other rates futures offers. So Eris products very nicely complement the Treasury, SOFR, and Fed Fund futures and options.
Where's the best place to get information about Eris swap products and other other CME interest rate products?
CME has, I can go first. CME has lots of resources. Please visit our website, cmegroup.com/IR for interest rates. And you can find information on Eris listed among our products.
And on the Eris side, we also offer information on erisfutures.com, including live market data, a contract catalog with expanded reference data, including swap-like, the swap dates, swap fixed rates of the contracts. We recently added a new page, erisfutures.com/hedge ratios, which we update regularly in order to have DV01 weighted ratios for trading Eris against Treasury futures of similar duration. And we are continually updating the site to include things like live market data and live DV01 information for those who want to view the current risk of the products, because the DV01s do change, just like a real swap.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate your time today.